Good evening. I'd like to call to order the City of Lakewood Planning and Environment Commission meeting of November 3rd, 2016. And we'll have a pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner McKinnon.
Please stand.
Fix your flag and put your hand over your heart. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Colleen, can we have the roll call, please?
Yes.
Chairperson Stuckey?
Here.
Vice Chairperson Manis?
Here.
Commissioner McKinnon?
Here.
Commissioner Quarto?
Here.
Commissioner Samaniego?
Here.
Thank you. And we have approval of the minutes of our meeting from October 6, 2016. Are there any corrections?
Nope.
Okay. There have been no objections. I order that the minutes of October 6, 2016 be approved as submitted. Any announcements or presentations?
Yes. Sonia is absent this evening, as Valerie says. She's on a short vacation. She'll return next week. Also, we'd like to invite you to the Lakewood 2016 Lakewood Award of Valor Luncheon. That'll occur on Wednesday, November 16th, 2016, from noon to 1:30. And, of course, the department will make accommodations if you think. So please let Colleen know if you wish to attend, okay?
Okay.
Okay, with that, that concludes announcements and presentations.
Thank you.
All right, I guess I should mention, we're also joined this evening by Jamar Boyd Weatherby, who is our city prosecutor. He's sitting here at the dais with us, and he's also the managing attorney for the Los Angeles office of Jones and Meyer.
Thank you. Welcome to our meeting. The first item on the agenda is a public hearing, but for the public hearing, the commission will be sitting as the Building and Rehabilitation Board. The first item on our agenda will be a public nuisance at 5708
Cantor. Okay. Good evening, Chairperson Stuckey and board members.
George, before you proceed, let me give a brief introduction so that the commission knows what the sequence of events is going to be regarding this item, since we don't often have you sitting as the Building Rehabilitation Board. I think probably three of you have never been through one of these before, as best as we could determine. My suggestion is that you just open the public hearing on this item at this point, and we do everything within the context of the public hearing. So if you would do that, please.
Okay, well, open the public hearing for the item at 5708 Candler Street.
Thank you. So in terms of the sequence, first we'll hear from the staff, and by all means ask questions when the staff is done if you wish. Then you should invite the property owner to speak next, and after the property owner speaks, if there's anyone else in the audience who wishes to speak, you would go at that point to those people, and when those persons are done, we would close the public hearing and return to the staff for any, take that back. I think you leave the public hearing open until the very end and go back to the staff at the end for any rebuttal or further comment that the staff wants to make, then conclude the public hearing, and then you motion, deliberation, et cetera, as you would on any item at that point.
Thank
so
you.
With that, we can go to the staff.
Good evening, Chairperson Stuckey and board members. I am George Ballins. I'm one of Lakewood's community conservation representatives. We handle code enforcement duties in the city. Tonight I'm presenting a code enforcement case at 5708 Candor Street. This residence is located in a single family residential R1 zone with one structure on the property. The City of Lakewood is seeking acceptance of staff recommendations and to gain compliance through the order of the Building Rehabilitation Board. The staff report before you indicates several recent inspections of the property dating back to November 12, 2014, resulting in two notices of violation. On July 20, 2016, I posted and mailed a final notice of violation to the owners of record. On September 28, 2016, I conducted an inspection of the property, and the following conditions were observed in violation of the Lakewood Municipal Code. LMC 4330, an inoperable recreational vehicle in the driveway. LMC 4323D3, which is for overgrown vegetation in the front, side, and rear yard. LMC 4323C1 and C2, trash and debris scattered in the front, side, and rear yard. LMC 4323B, peeling, cracked, chipped, and faded paint on some surfaces of the exterior of the house. And lastly, LMC 4323I, the garage door was missing one of the window panes on it. On October 17, 2016, a notice to abate nuisance was sent to all parties interested in the property via certified mail, scheduling this property to be heard tonight. This morning, November 3rd, 2016, I re-inspected the property and observed the following conditions have been corrected. 4330, which was the inoperable recreational vehicle in the driveway. The property owner who's here tonight started that vehicle. The overgrown vegetation in the front, side, and rear of the property has been cut. The peeling, cracked, and chipped and faded paint has been repainted. I did find two conditions which still need to be corrected. There is some trash and debris scattered in the rear yard of the property, and the garage door is still missing a pane of glass. And let's see, recommendations. Okay. The staff recommendations are that the Planning Commission, sitting as the Building Rehabilitation Board, find the property located at 5708 Candor Street to be a public nuisance and adopt the attached resolution. The resolution gives the property owners 15 days to abate the remaining violations listed in the final notice of violation. That concludes my part of the presentation. Are there any questions?
Commissioners, are there any questions?
Yeah. I have one question / clarification. The revised resolution that was passed out, that's been revised to, how has it been revised? I think that's an important factor here, since the one that I have may still list the things that have already been corrected.
The resolution, as I understand, has been revised to remove one section that was in the previous one that talked about inoperative vehicle an air conditioner that was in the upstairs window of the garage that was not previously cited, so should not have been included in the resolution. And secondly, we clarified that this is a ongoing and continuous maintenance requirement in perpetuity on this property. So there's been a history since 2004 of this property being subject to enforcement. It gets clean, it gets debris added to the property and then removed, so it's been a constant back and forth of cleaning it. So this will allow this order to stand in perpetuity, so it's a tool in the continuing code enforcement efforts on this property to keep it well maintained.
Well, the reason that I asked the question is that what I think, unless I've confused it with something else,
Charles Carter, Neighborhood Preservation Manager, you're correct. Three items need to be struck that have been corrected.
But they have not yet been stricken from what we were handed out.
That is correct.
That's all I needed to know. Okay. Very good.
That would be in Section 5.
I'm sorry?
That would be in Section 5.
Correct. I'm not sure. Is the staff done, or are there more aspects of the staff presentation coming still?
No, this would complete our presentation.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are there any questions for the staff at all? Commissioners?
A, B, and C. A, B, and C on Section 5 of the resolution has been taken care of, right? D is withstanding?
Yeah, D and...
No,
that
D,
is correct.
D and B and also. D, D and B are still, still in play.
Okay.
So...
That is correct.
Okay, all right, thank you. Okay, now is the time for the public hearing.
We're in the public hearing already.
Okay, so we'll ask that you're the homeowner. Can you give us your name and your address and then write your name and your address on the paper before you?
My name is James Craig. I am half homeowner at 5708 Candor. And I'm here to address the issue. Have you been able to read my response? I sent a letter to code enforcement with a full response, as you heard from Mr. Bowens. And by the way, there is no antagonism here. We've cooperated very well, we believe, with them, even though I am very aware I'm a paralegal certified by National Association of Legal Assistants. I've studied the municipal law handbook in fine detail. I understand that, and I believe they would agree, there is no health hazard or safety hazard or even noise hazard or any other type of pollution hazard that's public that could be addressed as a public nuisance here. The backyard, we've even painted that area. I mean, chip paint on a little portion of a board in a backyard that's not visible to the public cannot be said to be a public nuisance. At the worst, it could be considered a private nuisance, which the board cannot address.
Okay, so you've read the resolution and you understand the resolution, sir?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I saw the resolution that they're recommending.
Okay.
But I'm addressing the fact that you cannot declare it a public nuisance unless there is a public nuisance.
Okay,
thank you. So I'm specifically addressing the words public nuisance.
Okay.
And backyard cannot be a public nuisance. If it were, a little bit of chipped paint on a board were a nuisance to a neighbor, and in this case we have harassment from someone that lives 35 miles away, he doesn't live on the property, Mike Downs, a former LAPD officer at the Rampart Division with their rampant corruption, where they planted evidence on people and felt they could take the law into their own hands, is harassing us, and in fact the city is merely being used as a pawn. Now, addressing the issues one by one, as he said, they have complained over and over again that our recreational vehicle was inoperative. I showed them in two videos over time, and they said they had to see it for themselves, so this morning I showed them again. It's not inoperative. It's in non-op condition, but give a permit granted by the state of California. And even your 4330G, which redefines inoperative, that could be used illegally in application to this, cannot be as preempted by state law. So, A, the camper or recreational vehicle is not a problem, as they have admitted. That's addressing one point.
May I lodge an objection? The issues before the board are related to whether or not the municipal code was violated, whether or not the issue, whether or not the municipal code is preempted by state law, whether it's a violation of the First Amendment of the Constitution, isn't properly before the board. And I would respectfully request that any reference to that be stricken from the record and not considered by the board. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is he saying that the First Amendment doesn't apply to you people? I find that ridiculous. All the amendments, if you understand your forms of government, the way this was set up, the Founding Fathers set up constitutional republic, where we elect representatives, but those representatives are all restricted by the Constitution and only allowed to do those things that they are specifically allowed to do.
Maybe I could help focus this on what's before the board without in any way restricting your ability to make the points that you wish to make.
Can you speak a little bit louder? I'm a little hard of hearing.
Sure. We apparently have agreement that three of these matters have been taken care of, so I don't think it's necessarily productive to go down the path of discussing the vehicle at this point, since the staff has conceded that the vehicle is operative and the staff is withdrawing that ground. You've made an argument that the two remaining items don't constitute a public nuisance, and I imagine someone on behalf of the staff will address that at an appropriate point when you're done making your presentation. But I think that it would help the board if you would focus on the two items that the staff indicates are still outstanding and indicate what your intentions are with respect to those items, if any.
Okay. Well, thank you. That you've just done what I was intending to do, was weed through the other three items and show you how they've agreed they're not. So if you were automatically agreeing with them, then I won't have to go through the list of five items. The two items, I believe, were the glass pane in the garage door, which we have opened because we have a cat that likes to go in and out. That's a cat door. It's up high, and most people won't notice it. You can only see it if you go in between my van and the recreational vehicle. It is definitely not a public nuisance in any way, shape, or form, and in fact, it's not a nuisance of any kind. It's a pet door. There's nothing wrong with a pet door. And yes, we removed the glass to let the cat in and out. She loves to go in and out. Well, I mean, what's wrong with that? That's not a public nuisance in any way, shape, or form. So I'm not sure. Should I put a flap up? I see no big deal. This is petty harassment. You're being used as a pawn by an obnoxious person that thinks he can take the law in his own hands and use the city to harass us. You're being as a pawn. So in addressing that, I mean, we've talked with them periodically, and we hadn't come to a resolution yet on how to make it look a little prettier, but it's not visible to anybody except if they go in a little 1 or 2 foot space between the two vehicles. It's not visible. It's not public. And it does not rise to the level of public nuisance. There's no health hazard, safety hazard, or any other. Okay, that's addressing point number one. What was the second one?
The second one is described in the resolution as the property contains an accumulation of trash and debris in the driveway, front, side, and rear yard in open view to surrounding properties.
Okay, let me ask two questions. What is in the driveway?
That has been taken care of. The only trash and debris is in the rear yard and a little bit on the parkway, which Mr. Craig told us that he was having hauled away.
Okay, so it's a rear yard, and what do you describe as the parkway? I guess I don't understand that. The driveway?
The few pieces of metal that you had on the side that you said the friend was going to come.
Oh, you mean what we put out front? Those metal people come by. Those are for the metal guys. They make their money off that thing. I don't want to throw. I have a part of a barbecue out there by the front curb, and it's temporarily there, and it'll be picked up in just a couple days. We know that. It is every time, and we put something out. And those guys really deserve our help. They're bordering on homeless. So if I can put some metal out where someone can benefit from it, I would rather do that than dump it. So, okay, so parkways, I don't feel that's a problem. And yes, it will be gone within a couple of days.
Okay.
Driveway, there's nothing there. So now we're dealing with the rear yard. That's not in public view. It's not, cannot be raised as a public nuisance. Now, if you had read the letter, you'd see a few of the points I put in there pertaining to that. Yes, in July and August and September, I had some 6-foot plants, wild spinach. I eat it. It's wild spinach, also known as lamb's quarter, quinoa. They raise that in the Andes because it's so hardy, it grows anywhere. You eat the leaves when they're green, and you raise the seeds in the end for quinoa, which everybody buys in the health food store. So I did an experiment. I have a website, rawfoodhealing.com, where I describe, in fact, what the benefits are to raising goosefoot, wild spinach, quinoa, lamb's quarter, whatever name you want to give it. And I was eating it. That's a crop. It was raised, it's 6 foot high, and yes, it's visible over a 5-foot fence. I guess the only problem we have here is the fence isn't high enough. If you take a 5-foot fence, you will see the top foot of a 6-foot plant. If I raised corn there, most people would understand that that's there. By the way, they're all gone already. Originally you said there was overgrown vegetation in the front and the side yards. Is there any overgrown vegetation in the front and side yards? Can you answer that?
Just repeated that.
No, that one was abated.
Okay, there is none. Okay. The only question was the rear yard, which there is none now because okay. It's after the crop's been harvested. So that's gone. Privacy over a 6-foot fence in a backyard is not a public nuisance. And in fact, I guess maybe what they should direct me to do is put another foot onto the fence. It appears to me that that fence on their side was made short, and also it was apparently where they must have refused to help pay for half of it because it's all on our side of the property. So I find that very interesting. That was before I was at the property, and so I don't know the background. But in any case, I guess if it's all on our side of the property, we could just go ahead and put up a wood extension or something, and so they can't see over it. So this guy who lives 35 miles away that wants to harass us over and over again because he learned in the Rampart Division that was okay, won't be able to complain anymore. And the photos won't be able to be taken over a 5-foot fence of what shouldn't be taken at all. Now, so as I said, we've been cleaning the backyard. There's really not much there. I have two barbecues back there, which is, there's nothing wrong with that. I have a furnace around for, you know, doing wood safely where you can burn, have a fireplace outside, safely contained with a cement base and what do they call that? Wiring anyway around it, etc. We have a swing set. We have a 6-year-old granddaughter. I would not want to get rid of that swing set. Close to the fence, the 5-foot fence on the right, you saw some things running up above. Those are exercise equipment that I just happen to have not laid out because we were harvesting the quinoa for the seeds, and so I moved the exercise equipment out of the way. So, we have a swing set, we have the exercise equipment on the right, we have two little playhouses in the middle. We have two barbecues over there, which are perfectly legal. They moved around all the time. I honestly don't think there's... we are still working on it. We are still taking some things away. We've gone through it, et cetera. There's nothing here, however, that rises anywhere near the level of a public nuisance. And I've studied the law. I've been looking at the Municipal Law Handbook. And according to the Municipal Law Handbook itself, the city really only has a police power over private residences. Okay, the municipal codes don't really apply to private residences if the city doesn't have land that it owns or has easement to. That over and over again, I was just reading more about up in Oregon, Squires was being harassed. It was a landowner that rented apartments to people almost homeless. And so he had drug problems and people breaking and graffitiing, and the city would rush to take pictures, and they declared him a public nuisance real quick, and they went to court. And in the court, the judge looked at it all and said, look, the guy is fixing these things, but he doesn't fix them in less than 12, sometimes 8 hours. The judge said specifically, I don't see this rising to the level of a public nuisance, because a public nuisance has to be where it impinges on public, not one next door neighbor, and especially not someone that lives 35 miles away that's harassing through the city. This is not a public nuisance, and in fact, it's not even a private nuisance.
Okay,
it shouldn't be even
you.
Addressed here, to be honest.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak on this matter? Can you come up to the podium?
Yes, ma'am. Write your address down there on Timberlake, would you? So they can see what city you're in.
Good evening, sir. If you could
My name is Mike Downs. I'm not going to give you my address because
okay.
He thinks he knows where I live, but he doesn't.
Okay.
I am a police officer, and he attempted to discredit me, so I'd like to clarify something. I was with the Long Beach Police Department for 35 years, where I worked details such as homicide, organized crime, etc. I'm currently assigned to the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Bureau of Investigation, where I've spent 12 years. Six of those was the JSID, which is the Justice System Integrity, where we go after crooked cops and crooked attorneys. And my current assignment is with the PIT, it's Public Integrity Unit, where we go after officials such as the Bell case, which I was involved in, the Nuquez case, etc. So I just like to point out that's my background. It's got nothing to do with LAPD or any of the other things he said, okay? I originally had asked several years ago. My mother is 90 years old. She lives at 5702 Candor, which is the street that's on, with the house that's directly west of 5708. Several years ago, we were having a family party, and the stench from the dog poop. I have 21 color pictures here if you'd like to see these pictures. I'd be happy to present those to you to look at if you want to.
You can give them to the staff.
Thank you. And I asked them to pick up their dog poo because we were trying to have a family party. My mom has a pool, and we have the family parties at my mom's house, and the stench was so bad, the flies were so bad from the dog poo, which they never picked up. I looked over the fence, and there was dog poo everywhere. I just asked them to pick that up. We had several more parties where I actually asked them again to pick up the dog poo because it smelled so bad. Recently, we've had to cancel our family events at mom's house because of the conditions next door. I'm not so concerned about the paint. I'm not so concerned about the other issues. But if you notice that it's a 6-foot fence, it's not a 5-foot fence, and it was put in there in 1954 because my mom has a pool. She had to abide by a code to have a block wall fence put up, and it was 6 inches into our property. So it's a 6-foot fence. If you look at the pictures, the weeds are over 8 feet tall. They're not 6 feet tall, and they're not barely over. If you see, some of them are 3 feet over that fence. So the concern we had was with the rats infestation of all of the accumulation of crap that's on the side of the house, on the other side of the house, the front of the house, that keeps on accumulating. My mom has her bedroom right next door that's in between the two houses, and there's commotions on in the middle of the night. If you look on the picture there, which is on the west side of their house, they put up a semi-tight fence blocking, but there's like 15 bicycles back there. What the bicycles are back there for, I have no idea. I sent these pictures to the mayor, the vice mayor, and all three council members because I wasn't getting anything, but nothing was happening. I'm not trying to demean anything that these gentlemen here are doing, but we needed to see some progress. My wife, my sister has gone down and made several complaints, and nothing's happened. So it came to this extent that we want to be able to enjoy the premises. So, and when he's talking about harassment, the harassment is actually going over and asking him to pick up the dog poo. And then about a month and a half ago, I took those 21 pictures of the issues that I presented to the mayor and the vice mayor and the councilman, and he came out and started taking pictures, calling me an asshole, and that was the extent of my harassment. Other than that, I've never contacted him, nor do I have any desire to contact him. I took pictures of the alleged mobile van. There's a section. It has been registered 2012. The van overhangs under the public sidewalk, partially blocking the sidewalk. And when he puts it out in the street, it's a vehicle that's on the street. Any vehicle over 6 months, 26, 22, 650, 1A, let me get this straight, 01A, if a vehicle is not registered over 6 months, it should be towed away. If it's on a public street or on a public grounds, when he puts it on the street, or is blocking a sidewalk, the vehicle should be towed away. Those are one of the issues that I addressed to the council and to the people. There was another vehicle that you'll see in the picture that is parked on the grass. They have several kids there. I don't know how many people live there. And they park in front. I don't park in front of my mom's house anymore because there's vehicles there. I park on the side of the house. But these are the complaints that we had, basically about the hygiene of the backyard because my mom's in the pollen and stuff from his weeds that are in the backyard. And that's all we addressed. What we want to clear up. We want to get rid of all the storage and all the junk in the backyard because of rats and mice and, you know, that stuff accumulates. And we want to get rid of the weeds for the pollen and stuff coming over the backyard. We wanted the dog poop to be picked up so we didn't have flies in our backyard and we didn't have the smell. That was the issues what I addressed. That's simply what I've requested, and both my sister and I have tried to get cleaned up. And we've asked them several times nicely, but obviously we had to go to this extent to do it because nobody was paying attention to us. You can keep that, those photos, as long as I have another one, okay?
Okay, if we can just have you sign in for us, we'd appreciate it.
Anything else?
No, thank you so much.
All right, thank you very much.
Uh-huh. I think I had another young lady's hand. Can you have a seat? There's another young lady that would like to speak before you. Have a seat.
If I could just address one issue.
Have a seat.
Okay, there's no dog food.
Young lady?
Hi.
If you come up to the podium, give us your name and your address, please, and then sign in, please.
Okay. Hi. Happy November. My name is Jessica Vanessa Craig. I go by Vanessa. And I'm a daughter of James Craig. I'm Vanessa. And my address is I'm a former addressee of this property. I'm no longer there. But I'm the second oldest of the family. And I just want to say thank you. The city has been amazing. We were previously in Bellflower, and I have very bad memories and experiences from when I was younger. And the city of Lakewood has been amazing. When I did grow up, I did become a princess of the city of Bellflower, and I got to know the officials, and I fell in love with them, and they fell in love with us. My dad is an amazing person. He's an interesting person, but he's an amazing person. He has experiments, and it would be kosher in a farm town, but perhaps not in, you know, these cities. However, I do agree with my dad on the issues of, you know, it's not a danger to anybody. And I do want to say that I also agree with my dad about the harassment from Mr. Mike Downs. He's been very hostile to all of us, even when I was 19, which was 10 years ago. And he's banged at the door, called me names, been very mean, and I understand concern. Sorry, I'm not crying. My voice just gets tense when I get stressed out, and it sounds like it. So I did want to also back that up. And we love Mickey, too. And when the issues were going on, we were trying, and we were failing sometimes, and we were trying, and things are a lot better now than they were back then. I'm just super grateful, so I just wanted to say that too. And we are sorry for any conflict or friction that comes from the different lifestyles and the different differences between people. I think that's it. Thank you.
Make sure you sign in and put your address down, please.
Okay. Is it okay if I don't state my address? Yeah, okay.
That's fine.
Thank you.
But please sign in your name, please.
Oh yeah, and the dog mess is not an issue, by the way, anymore, and it hasn't been for a while.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Is there anyone else from the public that would like to speak on this matter? Okay, please state your name, your address, and please sign in, please.
Hi, I'm Mrs. Craig. Hi. I don't have a lot of time. My daughter and son and I have to get to work. We have a show we have to set up for tonight in Orange County, and we'll be working again for the next 17 days, 14 days, 14 hours a day. We have been doing that for the last 2 years, so I'm sorry I don't have as much time as I would like. But bottom line is that, I love Mike. I grew up with him. He's one of my brothers. I understand his concern for his mom. Mickey is my last remaining mom on the block. There were 45 of us kids of a 10-year age span, and he was mom to all of us. Whenever there's an emergency or if there's any concern, we're over there for Mickey, and Mickey has again more than once said how grateful she is that we live next door, because if there's an emergency or there's a problem, we've been there. And do we have an unusual lifestyle? Yes, we do. My kids and I got back from Washington State this summer, where we were up there for a week. My daughter and younger son volunteered at an organic farm, and my husband would be better up there. His lifestyle would fit in perfectly, but he does not fit in down here. But that's not a crime. And number two, as far as cooperating with the city, my husband is what you would call a little eccentric. I'm the first one to know that. I live with him. I've been married to him for 37 years, and I've had to go through every single issue with him, and I have had to go through it with him. And it is not, again, a public nuisance. It is a difference in lifestyle choices. And I recognize if we lived in Beverly Hills, for instance, a Lakewood home would not, the lifestyle of a Lakewood person would not fit into Beverly Hills. Everyone can recognize that difference of concept. But the facts are that, A, we always try to cooperate. History has shown that. We always cooperate. Jim is a paralegal. He does know what he's talking about. And he did get constantly attacked by Bellflower, and 3-4 times a year to the tune of $18,000 every single time. And every single time he proved that he was not in the wrong. Bellflower lost a lot of money constantly trying to harass him to turn him into a Bellflower citizen instead of the unique person that he is. Bottom line, I love Lakewood. This is my home city. I grew up here. I was born to this city. My daughter was the Bellflower princess, so both of these cities are fond to our hearts. It is not our intention to cause anyone any problems or any issues. If anyone is in the hub of this issue, it's always me. But I am always understanding of both sides. I understand my husband, and I understand my neighbors, and I understand the city. But again, my husband, as a self-taught paralegal, is correct. It is not a legally public nuisance. No one is being harmed. But in order to try and cooperate once again, I have myself, and again, I have to work. My last job, 14-hour days, 17 days in a row, closed 3 days ago. I don't get weekends off. I don't get evenings off. I don't get time to come home and sit back and just sit in front of a television, just relax. I have to keep going. I'm 61 years old. I am exhausted. But I have to keep going because that's my life. I have to support my family, and I have to keep going. And if I die of a heart attack, no one's going to even cry a tear. Another person gone, so what? But in trying to cooperate, I have ordered and received again today a trash bin from Edco, whatever it is. So, again, I called in. We've called on February 2nd, I called for a trash haul. In August, I think it was August 17th or 18th, I called for a trash haul. And I called again today for another trash haul for Tuesday morning, which is when we have our trash. And I ordered the trash barrel, the 3-ton, whatever it is. We, as always, always try to cooperate. Now, the last thing I'm going to address is my husband's unique garden. He has been growing this year a wild spinach, something I don't know. I can't keep up with him. The point is, Mike considered it unsightly. I understand that. I consider it unsightly. But hey, it's Jim's project, and I get that. It didn't hurt anybody. No one was harmed by it. It was a healthful, nutritional food. Now its season is over. He harvested its leaves and made juice and salads out of it. He harvested its seeds, and now it's being chopped down. The kids, out of our own money, went and bought a new chopper thingy, and they have themselves been chopping the stuff up. So, again, I understand. from the city's point of view, from Mike's point of view, it is coming and going. But it's petty. It honestly is petty. The cat opening to the garage, which we deliberately did, cannot be seen unless someone makes an effort to look at it. The mildly chipped paint, again, that is petty. And Jim's right. The city should not be being used. As the commissioner in Belfair stated, Belfair was being a nanny state. And you should not be being used. And by that same token, I know there was one more thing I wanted to say. I can't remember what it is right now because I'm stressing out. I'm sorry about that. But as far as the bikes are concerned, there's one bike per person behind that little tiny fence thing. The front yard has never been overgrown, nor has the side yard. Never. His backyard growth is his garden. And if I can remember the final thing, I'll speak it in a minute. But as far as I'm concerned, I love this city. My mom walked it when she was pregnant with me to turn it into, to get it incorporated. So this city is in my blood. I would never want to do anything to hurt it. It's the best neighborhood in the world. And what can I say? I appreciate the difference of opinion, but there is no public nuisance.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone else in the public that would like to speak? There being none, we'll close the public hearing.
Okay,
wait, hold on, there's someone from the public. Please state your name, your address, and sign in, please.
All right. Good evening, everyone. I am Jonathan Craig. I live at 5708 Candor Street with my parents and younger brother.
Can I suggest that if you have new stuff to add, please? As opposed to repeating the stuff we've heard several times now.
Okay.
Thank you.
I just want to say that living in Lakewood, it is a lovely city. And obviously when everyone has properties that are enjoyable to view, they want everyone else to reciprocate. We are doing our best as a working family to deal with all of our ongoing problems. We're trying our best. The last month I've been out of commission because I did strongly injure my ankle.
Wow.
A pothole. A Lakewood pothole, yes. but whatever. So I'm not trying to address that. All I wanted to say was we will make progress, and we have been making progress.
Okay.
And it's not a public nuisance. It's not a danger to anybody. The biggest people who are disturbed by it are us. You know, I don't like it any more than anybody who lives outside.
Okay.
And I deal with it more than anybody else who lives outside.
Okay.
So, now, when you're raised in...
Okay, can you just stick to the facts that we're talking about, the two different items? Okay?
Okay. Well, I do have pictures that my sister was able to retrieve from the car. She left in the car. Showing comparisons of the vegetation before and after, and the clutter in the driveway before and after.
Okay.
Just show the progress. And that's basically all I want to say.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr.
Okay. Is there anyone else from the public that would like to speak?
My dad would like to speak again. But.
Okay. I'm running this meeting. I'll let your dad speak. Okay, Mr. Craig, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Hi, James Craig again. Addressing really two points that were mentioned by Michael Downs. The city had Siaka come out on a surprise visit to check on, quote, dog poop. And I believe they got back to you, correct, Mr. George?
Okay, you're addressing us, sir, not Mr. Bowens. You're speaking to us.
Okay. Siaka came out on a surprise visit, unannounced. Asked to go in the backyard. I let them in the backyard. He went back there and looked around and says, well, I don't know what the complaint was about. There's no dog poop anywhere. We have a gate to the backyard, and we have a dog, and the dog does not go in the backyard without supervision. There's no dog poop. Hasn't been for years. I don't know. There might have been a small pile at one time 10 years ago. I have no clue. I don't remember. But for the last 10 years, there's been no dog poop in that backyard. I can guarantee it.
Okay.
So that was number one. Number two, I'm trying to think. Hold on, I forgot what I was going to address. there was something else he mentioned in passing. He has been harassing us. He has called my wife a pig to her face. He's harassed us both directly and to my kids and through the city. This is a case of the city being used as a pawn to harass. There's no dog poop.
Okay.
There's no health hazard of any kind. They call weeds, which was a crop. We were permitted to have a garden in our backyard away from the public. And yes, it was about 6 foot tall over a 5 foot fence. It is a 5 foot fence.
Okay, is there anything else new? Because you're repeating what you've already said before, and we've heard
that. One more time, I can't hear everyone.
We've already heard what you said. We understand there's no poop, and we understand that that was a garden. Is there anything else that's new?
Okay.
Okay?
Also, they mentioned bellflower.
Okay, we're not going to discuss bellflower. We're strictly talking about Lakewood.
Okay, I want a public nuisance after they grant me an appeal where the person that came in to adjudicate it said that was not a public nuisance. The city was being a nanny state because they were also going after my backyard garden.
Okay. Thank you, sir. We're going to close the public hearing.
Madam Chair, if I may.
Yes.
Before we ask the staff to make some comments, if I can focus us on what we've got here. We've got, at this point, we've got the two items that remain uncorrected, which are an accumulation of trash and debris, apparently no longer in the driveway or front or side yard, but in the rear yard in open view to surrounding properties. And we have the issue of the garage door missing window pane and glazing, which Mr. Craig indicates functions as a cat door. So in addition to kind of layered on those two items is this contention that those do not constitute a public nuisance. And I think it would be be appropriate for whichever staff representative wishes to speak to address those items at this point.
Good evening. This is Jamar Boyd again, Jamar Boyd Weatherby. There's two points. One, a public nuisance. The code sections that were cited associated with the nuisance are actually probably more specifically, a property nuisance, which is a different subsection than the public nuisance. So if you look at subsection 4323 of the municipal code, that deals with property nuisance. It's still properly before the commission. And because it's properly before the commission and it's a violation of the code, that also, if you find that we've met our burden and established that those violations exist, they're also nuisances per se. In addition to that, the fact that you have high accumulation of weeds and junk trash and debris, whether or not you decide to use it at some point or you're a hoarder or whatever it might be, whatever the case is, those are places that that rats are common. A lot of times you have bees that from my experience, the people have been stung because these things result in harm to the general public. Whether or not Mr. Craig agrees with the aesthetic components of it, it still poses a danger. Even if we ignore the public nuisance aspect and get into that semantic debate, it still is a violation of the code because it's still a property nuisance under 4323 of the municipal code.
Does the resolution still read the way you recommend that it reads? I mean, do you want any modification in the wording regarding how we characterize the nuisance?
Jamar, I have a suggestion.
Go ahead.
Taking the lead from what Charles said, as we approach Section 5, we would strike A, retain B, strike the words driveway front and side, strike C, leave D, because it's visible from the street, as is the tree. We would strike E, and I would suggest in Section 7, where you have the underlined words, and or fail to continuously maintain the property, I would add in place of free of the aforementioned violations, strike those words, and in its place substitute in compliance with the Lakewood Municipal Code, because the intent there was that there's been this ongoing thing and
right.
that this would be. So just and or failed to continuously maintain the property in compliance with the Lakewood Municipal Code is my suggested rewording.
I think that that constitutes a good suggestion because that deals with the fact that these were ongoing problems, but as of this date, some of them no longer exist. What about the language both in the title of the resolution
and
using the term public nuisance, and then also in section 6, the substandard conditions create a public nuisance? Is it important to the staff that those characterizations remain in the resolution?
No. And speaking on behalf of the staff, they're nuisances. If they can be called property nuisance, or you can just describe them as a nuisance.
So we can strike the word public where it appears yeah. in relation to nuisance. That would seem to eliminate one of the property owner's biggest issues, and if it doesn't in any way undermine the ability of the staff to try to gain ongoing compliance with the municipal code, then I think that would be an appropriate compromise to reach here.
And I don't believe it undermines the ability of the staff to address these concerns.
Yeah. And the definition of it is a nuisance per se.
It's actually a property nuisance. If we were going to include a specific, the specific section is 4323 of the municipal code. It's also referenced in subsection 6 of the resolution.
Yep.
And staff wouldn't have an issue with making those changes.
Okay.
Should we say nuisance per se or just nuisance?
Just nuisance.
Nuisance. I think that's fine.
Okay, commissioners, are there any questions of staff?
I'd like to ask you a question.
Okay.
Does the staff have any pictures of the backyard that are not part of the presentation? As far as what we have seen, photos of the backyard have been presented from the public. Does the staff have?
They were part of the presentation.
There was a part of the presentation. It was one of the slides.
You're going to go back to it.
Yeah, we can go back to it.
There was a picture from.
Well, I was just going to go to. This is a picture.
That's current.
That's the current condition.
Today.
And then you can show the picture before the harvesting took place.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So this is September 28th, and the other photo, the next one, is today.
Correct.
Yes. Correct.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Commissioners?
I have another question.
Okay, go ahead.
There seems to be an issue with dogs, singular or plural?
No longer. Mm-hmm. I think the gentleman who spoke talked about the history of the disagreement between the properties, but we're not citing for anything at the moment that has to do with pets. I think there was a point of a maybe George wants to address that. Did we in fact have a Siaka inspection made at some point at the property? Or Charles?
As far as I'm aware, there was a Siaka, went out to investigate, and that matter was closed.
So there's no present pending issue with dogs, regardless of what the history was about when the dog problem existed. It's not part of what's before you right now. That's just part of the background of how we got to where we are.
Okay, are there any other questions? We've already closed the public hearing. So can I get a...
Well, the recommended action remains to adopt the resolution, but it's a heavily modified resolution. Do you need to lean? Are you do you know what the suggested modifications are at this point? Should I briefly summarize them, Patrick? If I miss anything, or Charles, jump in. I think we're recommending striking the word public from the title. We are recommending striking public everywhere it appears in conjunction with nuisance, which a quick glance is in section one and some subsequent sections. Then we are recommending striking in section five, striking A, modifying B to say the property contains an accumulation of trash and debris in the rear yard and open view to surrounding properties, striking C, leaving D, and striking E, then also striking public again in section six, and if I miss it anywhere, it gets stricken everywhere. And Patrick, if you could restate your change for section seven, please.
Starting in section seven, line three, and or fail continuously to maintain the property in compliance with the Lakewood Municipal Code.
Yeah. Instead of three of the aforementioned violations.
Yeah.
So that is now the staff recommendation that the...
Excuse me, I think also you're eliminating public nuisance in the title?
Yes. I think I did that already. Oh. Eliminating just public in the title, yes. Sure.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we accept the staff recommendation and with the wording that was presented with our attorney.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. The motion has been made and it's been seconded. We'll call for a roll call. A vote.
Commissioner McKinnon?
Aye.
Commissioner Quarto?
Aye.
Commissioner Samaniego?
Aye.
Vice Chairperson Maness?
Aye.
Chairperson Stuckey?
Aye. Thank you so much, staff.
Thank you.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is we're going to have report updates, and we're now sitting back as the Planning and Environment Commission. The first item is CUP number 925. It's a six-month review at 5052 Montair Avenue, two-story accessory structure.
Good evening, Chairperson Stuckey and members of the Planning and Environment Commission. This is the first six-month review for conditional use permit number 925. Two six-month reviews are required by the resolution that approved that conditional use permit. Conditional use permit 925 approved a two-story accessory building consisting of a two-car garage downstairs and a workshop, storage room, and half bathroom upstairs. This is a vicinity map. The property is a single-family residence zoned R1. Surrounded by other properties that are zoned single-family residential. This is the site plan that was approved as part of conditional use permit 925, so it's calling out several things that need to be happening. The existing garage was demolished, and then there's a shed on the property that's 175 square feet. It's large enough to require a building permit, so that was called out to be removed. There were some other sheds that were called out to be removed due to setback issues. And then moving forward, this figure illustrates the site as it's currently built. And there are some issues that need to be addressed to bring the property into compliance with the conditions of the resolution. The first is that there's a shed in the southeast corner of the property that's located too close to the property lines to comply with the setback requirements. There's an AC unit at the rear of the accessory building that was installed without the benefit of a permit. The use of the second story room is different from what was approved. I'll get into that more in a moment. The shed that was the 175 square foot shed that was called out to be removed is still on the property. And there's a water heater at the rear of the house that was installed without the benefit of a permit that needs to be permitted. So these are some photos on the site that just show some of the exterior issues. So this is the AC unit at the rear. Upper left is the AC unit at the rear of the accessory building. Upper right is the water heater at the rear of the house. Lower right is the larger shed that requires a permit. And the lower left is the smaller shed that needs to comply with setbacks. This is Exhibit B from the CUP, the floor plan. So it's showing that on the first floor, we approved the two-car garage with stairs leading up to the second floor, with a main room that was approved as a workshop and storage room with a half bathroom. So I'll show you some photos that were taken inside the main room on the second story. In this photo, you can see that there's a couch and some chairs and a desk. These are some other views of what was observed inside of the room. So the issue is that it appears that the second story room is being used as a home office and a den, even though it was approved as a workshop and storage room. And just for reference, these are the exterior elevations of the accessory building. So, you know, I pulled out some quotes from the resolution. This is a quote that has to, and these are in the memo. This is the part of the resolution that's saying that the two-story accessory structure shall be used solely for storing vehicles, tools, household items, and as a workshop and storage room. This is the part of the resolution that is just, you know, stating that all structures have to be properly permitted and sited, so that speaks to the sheds and the AC unit. And then this is the part of the resolution that deals with the water heater. So the short version is that we're in a situation now where the water heater at the rear of the house requires a permit. And so just to sum up, staff is working with the applicant to address the issues on the property. With regards to the second story room and how it's being used, the options would be to either restore it to its permitted use or explore the option of amending the conditional use permit to permit the den and the home office. And another review will occur in 6 months, so we'll be reporting back on this. And are there any questions of staff?
Commissioners, are there any questions?
Okay.
Just a comment on the, we thought the applicant maybe hear this thing, but they did not show. The concern there was the, was threefold. We had a CUP adopted, properly noticed. We had a resolution adopted and a notice of condition limiting the use to a workshop and storage. The use as a home office, the use as a recreation room, and the use of that as sort of a den or, you know, entertainment center is acceptable, but they will have to amend the CUP to do
or
remove it and restore it.
Well, yeah. Also, we talked about the possibility of figuring out a way to do this that isn't a full-scale amendment.
Yeah.
We're working on a solution.
Okay.
Let's put it that way. But the important thing for you to know is that this is, it's a technical problem in the sense that we have a land use that isn't identified in the documentation. But had it been listed originally in the manner in which it wound up being utilized, there wouldn't have been any difference in the approval or anything like that. So we're simply trying to cure the problem.
So we're working with the applicant.
Are the applicants receptive? Are they, like,
we'll see.
Well, they're technically in violation of the CUP at the moment, yeah. So they have no reason to not be receptive. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So that's,
yeah.
Just wanted to clarify why we were getting such an extended presentation.
Okay.
All right, that's a quick question.
So this will be brought back to us in 6 months. We don't have to make...
No, we're not asking for any action tonight.
Okay.
It's just it automatically came back for a compliance review, and we have unusual circumstances there.
Okay. Thank you. Our next item is a CUP number 927, the six-month review at 4144 Woodruff Avenue, on-site alcohol at Wingstop.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the Commission. On November 5th, 2015, Commission approved conditional use permit number 927 for sale of beer and wine for on-site consumption in conjunction with a new Wingstop restaurant that had relocated to 4144 Woodruff Avenue. One of the conditions of approval was that the subject restaurant be reviewed 6 months after their initial opening. They opened in April of this year, and the required six-month inspection was conducted on October 27th. That inspection found Wingstop to be in compliance with the CAP. This concludes the review period, and no further action is necessary.
Commissioner, any questions? Okay. Are there any questions on our development and review board reports for October of 2016?
The first item is Tokyo Hibachi. How's that coming along? Is it?
Should have been in the staff meeting this morning.
are we ready to go and have dinner?
Slowly.
Slowly? That's a shame.
Well, the owner stated that he would, it is his intention to be in business sometime between December 5th and December 10th with newly trained staff.
Okay.
They're getting closer, I will give them that.
Structurally, does it look possible?
Oh, yeah. No, they were installing kitchen appliances. They're having problems with their soda machine. The flooring is in. The cooking tables have been installed. And finally, the fire suppression system has been installed. That was a big delay. The patio is almost complete. They have to do landscaping and striping of the parking lot and do some internal finishing. And then they changed a few things, and they had to submit plans and permits for their changes. They decided to do something better.
Rest assured that we have some people at the highest levels of city staff who are more in a hurry on this than anyone else.
And it has been nothing to do with staff. I've been there every week making sure it's just been a slow go.
I hate to, I don't know if it's in our agenda here, but how's Hobby Lobby looking? So I've had questions. I've had people ask me about that building also.
You wish. Hobby Lobby went through 8 architectural and now the 9th architectural revision for the entry for seismic loading of their wing. They totally missed an elevator shaft. How an architect can miss or an engineer can miss an elevator shaft.
We are again revisiting the staff meeting this morning and resist the temptation to use the same characterization that was used at the staff meeting.
I have. We're in a public setting.
So when is the date that it's going to open?
They have planned to bring fixtures in on November 21st, and it's probably 4 weeks after that. So hopefully they'll be open shortly before Christmas, if that.
Okay.
So that's another struggling project.
Okay.
Doesn't quite rise to another one in town, but those two are problematic.
Thank you.
David told me to read
out the
street.
This is
Sophia, I'm from 5052
Monte Avenue. We have oral communication, so I guess that's when we would call for public.
Yeah.
Okay.
She didn't know when she was supposed
to speak.
Do I have
to say anything? Okay, to go. But my cousin gave me a letter, but I think there is nothing.
This is on Montero?
This was just informational, and we're...
We're good.
Okay.
Good.
No,
I can't.
Very good.
Yeah, I just want to make sure.
Do you understand what you need to do?
Yeah. And we are very receptive.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All
thank
right.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Okay. Do we have any correspondence?
None.
Oral communication?
None.
Written communication?
None.
That concludes the meeting, and we'll see you on December 1st.
Everybody have a
December 1st.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Yes.